Three more candidates have registered to run for city council in the city of Elliott Lake for the October 24 municipal election. Mike Thomas filed his papers with city clerk Natalie Bray on July 8, Len Cutshaw was accepted as an unofficial candidate on July 14, and Margaret Pollard was registered on July 15. That brings to 8 the number of people in the race for the 6 councillor positions. So far, none of the councillors serving on the existing council has registered. Those registered previously include Tammy Brown, Bruce Ibbotson, Gary Kirk, Richard Lauren and Tammy Van Roon. Mr. Cutshaw issued a news release prior to seeing his name added to the council candidate list posted on the city's website. His submission follows in its entirety. I am proud and excited to announce my candidacy for city council in Elliott Lake. I am a proud Elliott Laker who believes that there is a bright future for Elliott Lake. However, if we are to be successful in moving the city forward, we must change how we are currently doing business. We need to create a vision, one that will provide both short and long-term strategies, to move the city forward. I have an extensive background in mine management, having worked throughout the country, and I feel that my experience has provided me with the knowledge to plan, and the ability to manage that plan. I am a believer in the old adage, that if we fail to plan, then we plan to fail. I am confident that my strengths of leadership, vision and commitment will serve me, and therefore you, well as a member of council. I am very active in our community, particularly in the field of community wellness. I currently serve and volunteer on the boards of the Elliott Lake Emergency Food Bank, and Club 90. I also was on the board of the Elliott Lake Wildcats, and I am a proud supporter and volunteer for the Red Wings Jr. A hockey team. I look forward to working for and with the citizens of Elliott Lake as one of their council members. Elliott Lake Today has also reached out to Thomas and Pollard and awaits replies to requests for information about their candidacies, qualifications and aspirations, as they seek election this year.